Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
All right, Kel has grabbed the loose mic. Over to you, Kel.
Here I am with Tim Lamb, the Melbourne List boss. Tim, Jack Billings is now a demon. Tell us about how this unfolded over the last couple of days.
It was something that came up reasonably late in the period. Kel, we had some discussions with Paul Connors, Jack's manager, who indicated that he'd be open to a move. So, basically that's how it happened. And then we facilitated the trade this afternoon.
So future third went out earlier in the period for James Harms.
Yep.
You got one back and then you bring in Jack Billings. He must be wrapped to bring in an experienced player who's got 150 plus games under his belt.
Yeah, Jack's a talented young player, obviously, with still a lot of footy ahead of him, who's had some injury worries this year, but he's finished with all that. He's really fit. He'll bring some class and ball use to our team. Really good runner. Outstanding character, so we're thrilled to have Jack on board.
Over to you, JoJo.
Tim, what do you see? You've clearly identified that front half of the ground where you want to improve. What does Shane McAdam bring to the team? We know he can kick goals and take a specky, but what sort of a player do you think he can be for you?
Yeah, kicking goals and taking speckies is pretty good, JoJo. Shane's our sort of guy. Shane, he's talented and really tough. He's an aerial threat, he's a ground threat, he tackles well, natural goal scorer. We think he'll really complement our forward line, and we're really excited with that combination going forward.
Are you happy to stop talking about Harrison Petty and, and what's happening there, Lammy?
Yes, Jono.
So it seems an unusually quiet final day of trade period. Are you sensing any other clubs' operations in there apart from Essendon and Port Adelaide doing anything, or is that it?
I think everyone's going home, mate. I genuinely think it's done. So yeah. We certainly are, and yeah, we're thrilled with the result.
Yep.
Back to you guys.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Cal. So they're getting it done. I can see the Brisbane Lions boys too. I think Cal O'Reilly's going to grab one of them at the moment. I think they're just trying to work out who it's going to be, Dom Ambrosia or Danny Daly, and I'll let them work it out. I think Cal's pulled rank and got Dom.
Yep.
So thanks for joining us, Dom, and over to you, Cal.